retired. He served in the North Hills of Pittsburgh for about 40 years, had a great ministry and church life on the radio and leading different national groups, had the gift of evangelism for sure. And he tells a story about growing up in a family life that made it really tough on him. His dad committed suicide when John was 5 years old. So through most of his life, no influence of a man who would love him or a Christian man who would give him some direction. His mom remarried later when he was a little bit older, and John's new dad turned into an alcoholic and a very abusive man. So that created a lot of havoc toward John's mom and John himself. So John really resented his first dad for what he saw was not being there, and he hated his second dad for all the things he saw lacking in him. So he saw nothing good about being a father. And when John was 18, he went to hear about Christ, not too familiar with the Lord. And he heard about forgiveness. He heard about a future with God in heaven. He heard about Christ's strength with him right then. And he said, I want Christ to be my Lord and Savior. And he said, without anybody teaching him, he had a sense in his soul that he had found the Father that he always wanted and needed when he turned to faith in God. His Father in heaven became for him the dad that he longed for. And God would restore for John the years that the bad relationships had wasted. Okay, God played catch-up time in his life. He made the Lord made John a dad, and he had to be a spiritual dad by influencing so many of God's children. And God can do that for you and I. If family life is broken, God will take us up. God's Word says, if mom and dad forsake me, God will take us up. God became for John, guest, a father to the fatherless. Okay, father to the fatherless. So in your background, if there was a missing time or dad couldn't be what you needed him to be, God says, I'll jump in. And I'll guide and I'll show love and grace and truth. We thank the Lord he's like that. Jesus called God the phrase, our Father in heaven, a whole bunch of times in his ministry, especially in the Sermon on the Mount. He turned to God and said, God our Father, 17 times. And that was a radical revelation for people back then. You know, you could get stoned back then for calling God your Father. But we take that for granted, you know. Every Sunday, let's gather together. Oh, we're going to pray now as the Our Father. And man, that's heart to heart, just those two words. Our Father. Even in today's world, if you were a Muslim and you turned to God and said, Our Father, they would say, get out. If anything God doesn't want to be, he doesn't want to be your father in Islam and in most of the other faiths. But when Jesus came, he said, he's my father, and he could become your father. And this is an unparalleled closeness in man's relationship with God. And if you took the Old Testament, for example, and did like a painting from one side of the sanctuary to the other, representing 4,000 years of recorded relationship between God and people, quite a long time, only about 20 times will God say, hey, I can be your father. Not real often. About once every 200 years, he says, look, I can be close to you like that. And if you took the New Testament, 40 years of recorded early church history, say about the size of this pulpit, and put all the times God says he reveals himself as our father, it would be 150 just in that little 40-year period. God saying, closeness, that's what I desire through my son. Strength, that's what I can give you. Provision, I mean, he is with us 100%. Psalm 89 says, O Lord God Almighty, who is like you, faithful all the time, like a dad. One Bible teacher said, intimate and intimidating. I don't know if that's the way you think of God as your father, but he wants to be close, and certainly he is strong. So we can fear him With him there's forgiveness, therefore he's to be feared. And Jesus compared God to our Father and introduced God to us that way. And that elevates the position of dads and, you know, what our role is in life. If God thought dads were, you know, just a bunch of bums and a bunch of renegades, he'd have never said, let me introduce to you God as your Father. Okay, he's the one that comes and heads our lives, as it were. And Jesus compared God's relationship to us to a dad's relationship to the children. He said this in the scripture today, you fathers know how to give good gifts to your children. Most dads want to do that. Okay, here's the bicycle, here's some time, here's forgiveness, here's the car keys, whatever the case is. And we as children say, yeah, thank you. I'm back, you know, I'll get it back to you when I'm done. But, and Jesus said, hey, we're evil by nature, and we know how to do that. We know how to give good gifts to loved ones. How much more then? How much more? And an infinite amount more does our Father in heaven give good gifts to anybody who would go to him and say, you know, I need help. I need you. I need you in my life. Jesus said, if you turn to God, he'd even give you himself. How much more would the Father give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So God is so great, he wants that closeness with us. And he's a God near, not just a God far away. So we can learn from how Jesus related to the Father, how the Father relates to us, and how we as adults relate to the young ones around us. Jesus had 100% respect and love for his Father in heaven. Just a couple things that he said, remember? He said, I always do the will of my Father. Boy, what a... Jesus was obedient, joyfully so. Jesus said this about the Father. Father, I thank you. You hid things from the wise and learned, but revealed them to little children. So when we're like a child, we don't, by admitting we don't know everything, God says, I'm going to show you myself. You ought to, part of your walk with God, listen to children occasionally. Listen to teenagers. Because you're going to learn, according to Jesus, you're going to learn something about God that you don't know. God hid that, okay, from the big dudes, the wise and learned, revealed them to little children. And he commended God to us by saying, your heavenly Father is perfect. So our Father in heaven leads each dad and each Christian to become more like God in his character. How Jesus respected the Father. And God comes and builds into our character things that reflect him. And great promise how God can put family life right by doing this. Malachi 4:6. God will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, hearts of the children to the fathers. I think it's providential there. God put the fathers going to the children first. We take the initiative if we're the older one. Right? Initiative that God would build into us as responsible dads. And we do it imperfectly, but we lean on him. He'll turn our hearts toward our loved ones, turn our loved ones toward us. And that's his plan. That's his will. So we can embrace him for that. And I wanted to just look at two qualities our Father in heaven builds into us so we could pass them on to our family. First one is forgiveness. Our Father forgives much, more than we know. And never underestimate how much God has forgiven you. Wednesday night we talked about what's a holy person, you know. Fred hit it on the nail there with the children when he sang, Christ in us is our holiness. But we talked about how we go out of bounds, and even the best Christian among us is going to turn away from God on a regular basis. We're prone to wander, and each of us has gone astray. But Wednesday we said, well, let's say each really strong Christian, we only turned away from God, let's say, three times a day in terms of disobedience. That would be pretty good. For a while, I forgot to thank God. You know, I came before Him. I had nothing to say, either request or praise-wise. You don't have to search far for that. You can just go to any fellowship time when they're sharing time. Anybody have anything to share? Nah, you know. We go to God, we have nothing to say. God says, hey, are you ungrateful or just not with it? So that would be a sin. Another sin, I didn't love my neighbor as myself. I saw the need that was there, and I forgot to talk to the Lord. So there's three sins. You'd say, that was a pretty good day if that's the only three times you turned away from God. Well, you take that over a 10-year period, 21,000 offenses against the Lord. That's quite a bit. Does God forgive much? Has God forgiven you much? If you had 21,000 speeding tickets and went before our dear magistrate up here, Weimer, he'd say, no more driving for you, ever. Okay? God our Father, He sees our offenses. He says, I'll take on the pain of those, and my son will pay the debt. And I'll teach you now how to live. I'll teach you now how to live. We are forgiven much as God's people. And dads, you can reflect that in your relationships. So dad takes the lead, for example, in practicing forgiveness in the home. Dad, when he turns to the Father in heaven, he begins to get rid of bitterness and resentment that he feels about the world, which has pretty much kicked the dirt in dad's face ever since he took on responsibilities. But dad says, God forgives me. I can be strong and forgive others. So you can be a person who forgives much and loves much because God is that way. One home example, which is a true story. One of the things we tried to do with our children is teach them qualities of God. One big one we always taught was mercy. Our children learned a lot about mercy, because they needed it on a regular basis. And one time, one of them went out of bounds, so it was discipline, and then back to, you know, to the room time. And from their room, they were yelling out with sincerity, "Mercy, mercy!" And we didn't go say, "Okay, you're out of, you know, you're out free now." But I was thankful. They knew what was needed in their soul. Because it wasn't just, you know, was dad and mom, are they going to feed us tonight? But they knew from God Himself they would need that. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Dad, you can model that as a forgiven leader of your family. And our Christian people, our Father forgives much so we could forgive much. And our Father loves much so we can love much. And let's look at the second thing, which is our Father's love. How faithful, from everlasting to everlasting. Before the children recognize, you know, oh, my parents love me. They're 16, and they don't think about you much, but you can still love them. Right? You can still love them all the way. Because that's what our Father does for us. And a lot of children spell love, according to Derwin Gray, a pastor. He says most children spell love T-I-M-E, which is some investment in their life. T-I-M-E. I remember when my dad got me a bicycle, it was a big deal. But I remember more when we did things together. That was a bigger deal. The bicycle lasted 5 years. Either rusted or I wrecked it or I was too big. But the input my dad had was much longer. And I just want to thank God for my dad. He did fantastic in sharing his life with us. He was a school teacher, so he had some flex time in the evening. And also he ran a summer recreation program. And having to coach basketball, football, baseball, all at the same school for a number of years. So every Friday night, we knew where we were. We were on the bench. We were on the field. I was the water boy, you know, at age 7. Remember that Joe Green commercial where he's drinking the Coke? He's all tired and thirsty, and the little one gives him a Coke. That was me with the water bucket. Okay, here. And the player drinks, and you think, man, I feel pretty good. Dad said, go and hear the speech, eat the hot dog, and serve, and do all those things. What a blessing that was. But God has time for us so much more. He says, I'm working on this. Come on over here. I'll show you how you could be a part of this. I'm passing on my truth. Come on, watch this. It's like repairing the car. I'm passing on my salvation. I can use you. Me, I'm not good at this. Yeah, I can use you. We co-labor with Him. Gives us His heart. Gives us His vision. Gives us His work that He'd provide for us. And we wait on Him for that a lot of times. And God says, I'm with you always. That's a great time. He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So our Father shares His life with us. And Dad's one of the things we do imperfectly, but it's a part of who we are. We share our life with our loved ones. If you're at home, great. If you're not at home, don't be afraid to initiate. And initiate with the body. Big old responsibility for all the men in the church. You know, so thankful. Look around. I was trying to count before the service. But a lot of churches talking about, which is fine, 80% gals, 20% guys. Okay? That's good. But a lot of guys here of all ages. Some have been married 63 years. You know, some have served the Lord a long time. And thank God for them. And guys, keep helping us serve God, because you know things we don't know. And the Father has shown you things, and you're here to make an impact. And none of the gals are going to resent you for being a spiritual leader. They say, oh, that's good. I like that. And Dad, as you share your life with your family, just like the Father shares His life with us, share with your family the victories and the defeats that you've faced. If you just share everything that went well, they're going to get the wrong impression about life. They're going to think, oh, it's supposed to go good all the time. So share with them when you followed Christ and He sustained you. Share with them the times you didn't follow Christ and it fell apart. Because they'll learn from that. And they'll say, well, I could see what I can avoid with God's help. We love much because we've been loved much. We forgive much because we've been forgiven much. As we just surrender our lives to God like that. We say, God, could in our life you turn the hearts of fathers to children, anybody in the younger generation, and hearts of children to the fathers. And for our culture, you know that it'll be an introduction to something they've never experienced. Because more than half of the young people are walking around, Dad, who's that? What's that? But they may point to you and say, oh, he's like a Christian father to me. It's because he pays attention to me, he prays for me, he talks to me, he listens. And God can work that in our soul. So let's pray and commit ourselves to the Lord in that way. Father in heaven, thank you for the dads here. They are a great bunch. Probably almost everybody here, Jesus, that I'd entrust my own sons to them. And in many cases I have. I said, just follow this other Christian and they'll show you what to do. So I thank you for them. And keep using each one, Father. A lot of them pray. A lot of them take initiative. I thank you for my dad. The few times we went to church, he said, come on, we're going to church. So we went. And it was he led the way. Give us men like that. And give grace to those who are forgiving Dad or need you, Father in Heaven, to jump in and make up for years that were wasted. Do more for the broken ones than you'd even help the healthy ones. Because that's the way you do things. And just move in on hearts as we give you thanks and follow you as you're the Father we need and you're in your holy dwelling, which make our hearts that way. Hear our silent prayers as we commit our relationships to you.